So we're holding in Siman Shinayim Beis. Sif Yud Dalet, Mishnah Berurah of Katan Kuf Yud. So in a case where there's no Sulam at all, so then you have to make these indentations in the wall to allow you to climb the actual wall. But over here, Sarach Shechuk Berechab Arbo B'chol Geba HaKosel. It has to be 4 Tvachim wide. It has to go all the way up to the top. Now it's not enough to go up 10 Tvachim. Because it's harder to climb, so the Gemara says it only works if it goes all the way up. If it's within 3 tvachim, it reaches all the way up to within 3 tvachim of the top, that's sufficient. What's going on? So this works. So is that koi gamma resh? Let's go back in both cases. In the case where you have the sulam, which is widened by making indentations in the wall, or making indentations in the wall all the way up, either one would work as like a pesach to the point you can be marav yachad, and you can mishtamash brosh kaisel. Okay. Sif Teswav. Hoyilim Betzad HaKoysel. There's a tree near the wall. So Sulam LaKoysel. You're able to make the tree in such a way that you could use it to climb up the wall.
We modify the tree or actually just use the tree as it is?
I don't think you have to. I mean, I don't think you have to do a maisa to it. Okay. As long as it's, you know, it's considered like a normal, it's an accessible way which people would normally be able to use. Okay. So that can function as a pesach. So what's the chiddush over here? You know, to climb a tree on Shabbos. So it's not really a functioning Pesach then. But even so, since that Isser is only Isser Rabbanon, so practically it's a place which allows access between the two sides. Even though there's an Isser to use it, that doesn't diminish the Pesach status, which would because the shots of the Knesset Erev is Banish Moshes. Banish Moshes, we had before, you know, they weren't going to choose the Banish Moshes. Banish Moshes, you can climb it. Even though you can't climb it the rest of Shabbos, since it's not an intrinsic problem, and Banish Moshes, it's accessible, that's sufficient. Also, Asher Asul Mokaisul, Ema Arvin Echod, Ishosel Alan Sola Minatara, Shre Asur Bahano. But if the tree was an Asherah, that won't work. Okay. But Rosh Zal Kosa Behepech, the ilan and a mayo, vasher mayalus, vushuhuda shetehe yevesha. So the reason why Chazal answered So, in the case where it's an Elon, which Chazal said you can't use on Shabbos, you can't argue that this should be the way to be matured when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. When it meets out Hilchos Shabbos, it's not usable. Whereas, by the case of the Asherah, the Rosh agrees to the concept that intrinsically it's usable, just practically you have a problem. That's not a chesaron of being a non-Pesach. But it's only worked if it's Yevesha, there's no concern that he actually might rip something off. Okay. Mishabur Kufi Gibel. Rotsim Arvin Echad. Shadis Alalas Astam Elam Bashabas Elam Dibre Sarfim. This is climbing a tree is their bonnet. Benishmashas, Shahu Shas Kanyasa Erev. Logazo Shus Shal Direyim. Benishmashas, it's Mutter. So therefore, at the time of the Knias Erev, it is a valid functioning Pesach. Okay. Fine. The Ilan ain't of my own, but the Rosh said the opposite. Kiran is also lawless by Shabbos. There's a Bamikar Shabbos. So you can't use it, and the reason you can't use it is because of Shabbos. So how could you then turn around? How can something which is not usable inside Shabbos solve a Shabbos problem? If you're saying that Shabbos put limitations, that this limitation is also there. But the Isser is not a Shabbos problem, it's a Vodazar problem. Even though there is another Isser here. So the Mor says an idea. We say Batsim, it is an access point. It's not something, but there's like this lion crouching there, not allowing you to approach it. You wouldn't say it's not called a Pesach. So the lion over here is the Mitzvah Zatar, which says don't use it. But the same way, if you'd have a door there and a lion in front of it, you wouldn't say it's not called a door. It's called a door with a lion in front of it. So over here, this is called a door with the Isser preventing you from using it. But it's only with Yavesh, Kufta Zion. Shein by Paris, Va'olin Manofim. It doesn't have fruit, doesn't have leaves, it doesn't even, some of the small branches are not there right now. Those are Hashin and Shemi Yitlish, because we're not worried that he might rip something off. So based on Hilchos Shabbos, it's permitted. The only problem is the Yisr Asher. So that's an argument of Ar Yehud Reveal. We said you can't climb a tree, even a tree which meets this criteria, you're not allowed to climb that tree. So what are you game of saying is the tree is Yavish? Hosam Rak Mishum Siog Begeter. But that's not an intrinsic problem as well. Right, but this is a siyag. It's a getter together, right? You know. So, but we're looking at it's not the intrinsic problem. It's just a way to protect the intrinsic problem. Fine. By Rabbi, she said the loch of Sharna, she does have a poskim. The Rabbi's Machria liked the opinion that a share is problematic and a non share it works. Not like the Rush. Which seems to read simply like the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch presents the first sheet as a stam, and the second sheet that he presents by attributing it to the Rush. Okay. Charit Shebein Shtei Chatzeres Tezayin. So now there's a gap in the ground. There's a ditch between the two Chatzeres. Omek Asara, and it's 10 Tvachim deep. Avarachim Arba, and it's 4 Tvachim wide. So that gap is large enough to make it into Rosh Hashanah. So it's a significant gap, and therefore, in Yechol Ma'ariv Yachad, you cannot be. They cannot. The two chaserim cannot be married together. Even if they filled it up with these materials, calls man shalabitlo, unless they have intentionally decided to leave those materials there, and now it's possible to walk on top of them across. Should it becomes one, but till he's actively mavatil it, there's a gap with something inside of it which will eventually be removed, whatever it is. So that's not considered, it's filling up the gap, and the gap separates the two chazeres. However, if what it filled was materials which are ground materials, you filled in dirt, you filled in pebbles. So over there, filu stoma shalabitloi srichem la'arav yachet. even if he didn't actively mevatel it, you filled up the hole. So it's one chutz, so they must be married together. What would be the situation when the person was planning to remove it after Shabbos? So how does that play out? I go, yes, I'm the Mila the Peros, Stama Bitlala, Zarkin Lassosim Shamaitzu. If what they put in was, let's say, Peros of a Passion, like grains. So they put the grains, the storing in the derech wood, but they'll leave it there for a significant amount of time. That's equivalent of being mevatel it. Okay. So Sif Yud Zayin and Sif Yud Ches is really a continuation of Sif Tet Zayin. But let's see, Mishavur. Charit Shabain Shteik HaSeres Pirish. Shalhoi Benim Shul Mechitza Hamasekes Ra Charitz Baham. There was no Mechitza, all there was Charitz.
There was no what? No
machitz? There was no machitz. There was no wall between the two chaseris. There was just this depression on the ground. So if it's a 10 tvachim deep, it's like a wall which is 10 tvachim high, separates between the two rishus, and they have to be ma'arav separately. So the same thing is true when you have this ditch in between. If it's 10 tefachim deep, it separates between the two rishus. And this charitz continues along the whole length of the shared border between the two chaseris, has its charitz. If there's an area where the charitz doesn't extend and the ground is still intact, even if once it's 4 tefachim wide, that's considered a pesach between the two chaseris. And they can be ma'arav together if they so wish. Now he said the charitz is 10 tefachim deep, and it's 4 tefachim wide. The pachim mekana, if it's less than 4 tefachim wide, nerech lefasim miswasay al swasay b'lachoshim hefsek. If it's less than 4 tefachim wide, you just step across, and therefore that's not considered a separation between the two chaseris. And we're saying over here, it's 4 tefachim wide, it means not just in one spot, but the whole length of this charitz is 4 tefachim wide. And now you took the charitz, which is 4 tefachim wide, okay, and you filled it with teva mekash, shiroi lemachal behem, which can be used for animal fodder. Now the mahi teva mekash saruach shein roi lemachal behem dinu ka'ofer afilu stamina mimavoto. If it's something which it's worthless, you're not using it for anything else, the animals will not eat it anymore, it started to rot, you filled it with that, so that's the same thing like putting in dirt. He's being mevatel. So the luck is that it cannot be ma'arav together if it's even if it's more like tevim b'kash, unless you're mevatel it there. Because it's a bit like beferish. He has to be mevatel it explicitly. V'omar, and he says, lo shekil na mihoch, I'm not going to take it away. Yishamah the filo l'omar v'fiv, rak shehiz can believe, but there's a gam ken me me'ele mispat. And some hold that for this purpose, piv or liba would be equal. Let's say, however, you filled it with offer or tzaris. Hanukal erech ha-charitz, again, the whole length of the charitz was filled. Or if the charitz is longer than 10 amas, he filled up between the two chaseris an area more than 10 amas. We said once it's more than 10 amas, consider like it's like a pierce between the two chaseris, and they must be ma'arav together. So same thing over here. Devachi havi kapesa mean rotsam arab and shnaim. So the Rebbe said they must be ma'arav together. They're talking about that there was filled all the way, or at least more than 10 amas. You don't have to fill it all up to the top. You know, they filled up enough dirt that it shouldn't be 10 tefachim deep, but it accomplishes the same thing. Okay. So, over there, filu stoma, it's, they must be ma'arif together. The offer charges service becharitz mistama muvutalin, because putting offer and service into becharitz into the ground is basically putting materials whichever the ground materials into there. You're leaving them there. Then he said, "Vayinli abasim and shinuchesiv beis." So the Ramah didn't say what about that. So Dr. Mishabura, look over there, shinuchesiv beis b'hago. The Shom Hevi Shteideos im Bitlo the Shabbos Achas v'day to the Fanoisa Achakach im Choshev Bitlo. There are two opinions in a case where you're mevatel, but you're intending to remove it after Shabbos. Is that a valid bitl? For now, you're mevatel, or no? Bitl means bitl that it's going to stay. The Yeshar Mekiman the Daitzer Shal Yeshar Hashem Lohavim. Look, Choshev Bitlo. Since he plans to remove it, that's not bitl. Begarim mistama. That's it's worse in a case of stam. Because you're intending to remove it, so that you're saying you're not being mevatel it. When you come la'ariv yechad, they can't be ma'ariv together. Then anira, the kima should be suffer me yeshlis mechol hakol imrotzu ma'ariv and yachad imrotzu ma'ariv and shnayim. So basically, you would end up arguing both ways. So you're allowed to be semek lekula in either direction. Now, if you put Paris there, we assume he's mevatel because the derech where they would use it as a storage place. They would just store it there, so they're not using it. So that's a valid bittel. They're storing there to use. It's not a bittel. I'm going to bump the pocket. Well, dinzeh, he finds this strange. Why can't bring a grub? He's coming to the water. The Paris to fall them. Shudavr shein nitzel b'shabes lechein stoma mevatel. Shabaris shemutzel lisabek meyam stoma enam mevatel. And he differentiates between the things which you're actually going to definitely leave it there for the rest of Shabbos, because you can't do anything about them. You can't be ma'aser on Shabbos. So if it's tevel, you're leaving it there. Mashing is something which you could use. You might actually take it out. So we don't assume that he passed him about all there.
So now it seems to be just being determined by the intent for this Shabbos. Whereas earlier, it seemed to be more of a permanent kind of people.
Well, in Kuf Chavdalet, he brought this issue of where you're being about on one Shabbos and that's the Fanos Acher Kach.
Right,
yeah,
it's a Shabbos.
It's a Machlokes, right. Yeah, but the kids of the Shinnah has. One second. Okay, so over there. Was offer. Right. So that we have an argument that maybe planning to leave it there for one shot, that
for acting as a way for the fixed, right?
You want to put over next to the wall and make it a way to access the wall. So some said it's only a valid way of doing that. You kind of leave it there for Arlam. And some say it's enough to leave it there for one Shabbos.
That seems closer to the earlier part of this.
Yes and no, because here it's in the Chatzar and it's taking up space in the Chatzar. Or it's building up to the wall. So it's really taking up space in your Chatzar. It's not the normal thing which would be there. But this idea that we're saying that it was normal to store things in this Charitz. So, unless you have specific plans to remove it on Shabbos, this sheet is arguing that's good enough. Okay, Yud Zayin. Nothal Nesser, let's say you put a board which allows you to walk across the charitz. So Kamin Gasher, it will act like a bridge. Misuasa charitz el suasa, from one side to the other. Imurach barbo, if the board is four tochim wide, chosh v'kepesach ma'arvet echot. So now it's like a doorway, and they're allowed to ma'arv together if they want. Most of Marv and Stein, but they don't have to marry together because it's only a doorway. Or if you filled up the charitz, an area which is four tefachim wide, so now you have a place to step across, and you bring a vatel there, so it'll be the same thing. If you ran it, given the case was four tefachim wide, if you have the board sticking out, so in that area is not four tefachim wide, the gap is not four tefachim wide. So I guess you would have to attach it to the ground. It shouldn't flip into the charitz. It's running parallel to the length of the charitz. So in that spot, if the charitz is this wide, and there's a board sticking out, going the same length as the charitz, but now in this spot, I can step on the board and step across. So it's not four tefachim wide anymore. The width of the charitz, and we said therefore it's easy to step across, so that's a form of a Pesach.
What's the koshu? I feel like the koshu.
It was narrow. As long as it's mamayit in the shear of the width of the. If this is the two sides of the chotzer, and here's the charitz in between,
right.
So it's running along the length of the gap.
Right.
So I put a board over here.
Oh.
So now it's less than four tefachim from the end of the board to cross. So even though the width of the board is very narrow. But if it's, as long as it's wide enough to diminish the gap between the two sides, so I can now step on that and then step across. And that's the form of Pesach. Mishabur Yukhavav, Imhu Rachim Arbo. So the board going across has to be four tochim wide. Imhu Pachos Me'arbo Tochim, Commander Lesedami, Me'arbin Shtaim Dafka. So if it's not four tochim wide, is not considered a valid Pesach, so it's two chazeres, and they have to be ma'arav separately. If it's four tefachim wide, choshev kepesach, kufchav zayin, v'af shecharitz orach harbei moed, even though the charitz is very long, kubokim re'yochol laver, derech oysa ha'neser, mechatzeroi, chaveri, k'may derech ha'pesach, v'machabon lechot kishyutz. So we don't have to, we're not diminishing the separation, it's like having a wall all across, having a door in the middle. It's 40 amas long, the wall, but there's a wall with a door in between. That's all you need. So they can be ma'arav together if they want, or they can be ma'arav separately. If this board is 4 tochim wide, 5 tochim wide, 2 amas, 3 amas, up to 10 amas, up to including 10 amas, it's a Pesach. If the board is more than 10 amas wide, it's a pirtza. If he covered the hole with multiple boards to the point it's more than 10 amas is covered, or in the second case which we had where the board is not going across, it's running parallel to the length of the charitz, but it's running parallel and limiting and diminishing the gap for a length of more than 10 amas, so it's like a pirtza. So if you ran the board parallel to the charitz, Masher Arba, or some affiliated Netzim, Matzik, Lorka, Rach, Arba, Tvachim, its length is only 4 Tvachim long. Died, Balmot, Shir, Pesach, Ube, Arba, Tvachim. I mean, then Al-Gabi, you say this. So now what's going to prevent it from falling into the charitz? You put some type of a pole underneath that it shouldn't fall in. It was very narrow, but it was wide enough to diminish the gap between the two sides. And they can be marved together. And if that board would be more than 10 amas long, it would be a pirtz, and they have to be marved together. That make sense? Yerches. If on one side it's deeper, the height of one chatzur is different than the other, and therefore the charitz is deeper or less deep from one side or the other side, so it'll be basically the same discussion we had before with the wall, which is 10 tefachim from one side and less than 10 tefachim from the other side. Which is, we discuss all the details over there. It's evolved shemarvin shnayim ve'marvin echad. Since from one side the wall is high enough, that's enough to separate the two chazeres, and they have to marry separately. You cannot bring items from that. From the there to the house, or vice versa. Ach im leechad omakasar, but shani ena omakasar. Kedusha kakar shal echad ha yonomach mechaber. Listen, zel yishtamish b'loim shaloi nicha tashmish tebe yoyser. B'kol the kinskal el ayin sham. Regards to being mishtamish with it, not regards to being married together, regards to being mishtamish with it, the side which has an easier time of using it, they get rights of usage of that space, like we had before by the case of the top of the wall. Okay. You test. God shall tevin shebein shtei chatzeres. So you have this pile of tevin between two chatzeres, and that's the two chazeres are next to each other, and in between there's no wall at all, and the only thing which separates between the two of them is this big pile of tefin. So it was 10 tefachim high. Each chazer has to be ma'arav separately. If during the weekday they use some of the tefin, now it's no longer 10 tefachim high. Then they have to marav together. There's no separation because the wall less than 10 is not a separation, so it's one big chotzer. In a case where it has not been ismayet, which means they have to marav separately, they cannot use the tevin because that's like the wall, which both of them have access, and therefore neither can use. Not only can you not take the tevin and feed it to your animal, you can't even bring your animal to there that the animal should eat from it. So I'm not doing anything. The animal's doing it. Still osur. So the problem is not the animal doing it. The problem is you are making the animal do it. So if you just basically direct the animal to there by blocking its escape routes, so it's forced to go there. So that's like a grumman, that's okay. If you actually bring the little animal there, that's a problem. Okay. Barosh. He holds that there's a dinim momentous issue, nothing to do with Shabbos, that neither party can take it. Am I saying that right? No. I mean, people parties agree, so there's no momentous problem. We don't want you doing it because you might end up on Shabbos relying on it that it's no longer tall enough. Yeah, okay, that's the cheshbon. So that's a problem when the Gadosh between two chatzeres, and that's the whole separation. And if we allow them to use it during the week, it's possible that the height will diminish, which they will not notice, and they're going to rely on the fact that there's the Kaddish in between, and really the Kaddish is no longer tall enough, and so it's a problem. Okay, Abba Kaddish Shebein Shtebatim. So both houses open out into the Kaddish. Mutalahakal Abhamta Mimena Biyadayim. So over there, you're allowed to. So this gzeira that you have, that it might be mismayit, and then you're going to end up being ma'ariv separately and not realizing. We're arguing over here. The Gemara says that it wouldn't be true. It was between two batim. The Mishabur Cheshem is that why that's so. Let's see, but we'll do that tomorrow, Bez Hashem.